Do you remember, Estelle, the trouble we had with that boy? Daring, by all the gods, he had no fear and dared anything. But he wanted to impress everyone. He never broke out in mischief, but he was so certain of himself, so sure he could come out ahead. And the fights, put in Estelle. She smiled at Pox. He wasn't a quarrelsome boy, exactly, but then he wouldn't give in. He didn't bully the weaker boys. But until he made senior squire, he was always pushing the senior ones. Nip, nip, nip. Then they'd get angry and jump him, and he'd fight until he was out cold or on top. And then I'd have to settle it. Liam shifted in his chair. He took to tactics at once. Strategy took longer. It was not in his nature to take the long view, and he wanted power, ached for it. He would never try to take it from me, but gods help the weaker squire, or even cohort captain. That Hakonarsk Pass thing was typical. He thought out a good plan quickly, carried it out brilliantly, didn't forget anything vital, and then nearly killed himself trying to stay in control when his wounds went bad. Or the time in Arrhenius, the next year, when I let him take that patrol out. The sergeant was supposed to be in command. Ha! Next thing I know, Kiri lost half the patrol into captivity, then enlisted some unaligned peasants, rescued the men, and fought a small battle, and as the sergeant said, it was like trying to lead a galloping warhorse on a thread. It did what needed to be done, but the risk... Puck smiled. But why, my lord, do you think he is unfit to rule? Look at him now. He has a domain in Saya. It's gone from an orc-ridden, outlaw, uncultivated slab of northern hills to a settled, secure, prosperous land under his wardship. Isn't that some sign of his ability? Yes. But that's not all. You are not Leonian. You may not know what we need in a king. Take sense? Asked Pox bluntly. Yes, partly that. As far as I know, Kiri has no take sense at all. And that impatience, that quick anger, you know that. You were there in Arrhenius. If Tamarian had lived, he was very different after their marriage. I wish you had known him then. She was well named, for she gave him light without changing what he was. But she died, and he turned darker than before. He banished the marshals. I know he wrote something about talking to them again after you unmasked his steward, but they're back, said Pox. What? My lord, I think you do not know all that happened this fall when I returned to the Duke. He invited the marshals back himself. He and the Marshal General of Gerd conferred in his hall, and they have no differences between them.
Well.
Liam sat back, pursing his lips.
Well.
I would never have thought that. I don't know if it's enough, but... My lord, I would agree with you that the man we both knew and fought with in Arrhenius that last year would not make a good king for Leonia or any land, but that was over 2 years ago. Last year I was a homeless vagrant, afraid of everything and everyone, a true coward, my lord, as you thought Phelan was. Now I have been changed. Now I know he has been changed, for I saw the change myself. At the time I had no idea what the change might mean to him or to others. But it may have made him able to be your king.
And the Tague sense?
I don't know. Perhaps the sword can restore it. Perhaps the elves can. If his rashness, his anger, are what they feared, and these have diminished, then maybe they will help.
Do they know what you know of the changes in him?
I don't know.
Then they should. The question is how best to tell them.
Liam turned to Estelle.
What do you think?